The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Come to me, all you who labor. Come to me, all you who are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. For me, this is one of the most poignant passages in the Bible that Jesus tells us about the level of his concern, his affection, his care for us. I know many of you here have been parents or are parents, have raised kids. But I don't know how many of you here have raised twins. Right? How many here, are you twins? Oh, great. They are twins. Okay. So you know what the mom and the dad, you know what it means, right? To take care of these guys together. Like, what was it like when they were three? When they were 2 years old? When they were little than this, right? One somehow crazier than the other, right? Raising children is different from raising twins. I'm telling you this. And why am I saying this? I enjoy seeing twins and in their characteristics, how they behave. There's a particular woman who has about 3-year-old twin girls and like a 4-year-old boy who is 1 year older than the twins. This young mom comes to the parish office like 3 times every week with the twin girls and the little boy. She visits the chapel. And the thing that attracts me is each time they get in, this twin girl will run off and the mom will start pursuing her. And by the time she catches hold of her, the other one runs off. And then she pursues that one. Once she catches her, the other one runs off again. And by the time she's catching the two of them, the 4-year-old boy will run off. So it's like, this woman, when do you have time to rest? Right? But the interesting thing is, the form, these twin girls run, each of them that runs off is looking back whether the mom is chasing. And then the man catches and joyfully is coming back. This one picks off. And by the time she catches this one, they go. Now the three of them will begin to chase the boy. They get the boy, and then she ties the three hands like this. And all of them are so happy and joyful. Then they go to the chapel. This woman comes for adoration. Imagine what it means to stay quiet in the front of the Blessed Sacrament with 2-3-year-old twins and a 4-year-old boy. They have a window, and they are there with their mom. They are looking at Jesus, and they are looking like this. The mom, after a while, will look back, and they are not there anymore. So she goes again and begins to chase them and catches them and brings them back. And by the time she brings them back, she, you know how the mother hen covers the chickens? So she covers them like Jesus. Don't let these kids go off again, you know? This goes on. So, I love watching them. But when I reflect on this passage, I feel like this is how Jesus chases after us. Especially when we stray. Especially when we go off the rack. This is how Jesus chases us in order to make sure that we are protected. And on our own part, we are like these kids. Most times, we find joy in running, the human joy. We want to run, and we think that running away creates the fun with whatever we are doing. But the message is that Jesus never stops chasing after us. Jesus never stops chasing after us. Just think about it in this gospel today. Jesus says, I bless you, Lord God of heaven and earth, Father of heaven and earth. He's the Father of everything. For what? For you have hidden these things from the wise, the learned, and revealed them to little ones. Those little kids. Reveal them to little ones. I bless you, Father, for this is what it pleased you to do. No one comes to the Father except through me. And no one comes to the Father except through knowing me, through loving me, through understanding me. And no one comes to me except through the Father, knowing the Father as well. If you pair this with the second reading of today, St. Paul talks so much about the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in this relationship tells us about the presence of God in our lives and how much we need to realize, appreciate, and value what God does in our lives. So when Jesus says, for revealing these things to the simple and the humble of heart, why does the Holy Spirit reveal this to little children? Why does God hide these things from the learned and the wise? Because the wise, the learned, the educated run to themselves. The humble, the little ones run to Jesus. Think about Jesus in the Gospels. Whom did he call? The fishermen of Galilee, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, little ones, uneducated, the less of the society, Jesus called to become his apostles, his disciples, his followers. When Jesus was moving about, what was his interaction like? And whom did Jesus bring to himself? Read the Gospels. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, it was the call of Matthew, the tax collector. Matthew, the tax collector, the sinner. You read Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, it was the call of Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. And in Matthew, chapter 9, precisely in verse 13, Jesus was speaking with the people and eating with tax collectors and sinners. And these Pharisees look at him and begin to complain, "Your teacher is with sinners and tax collectors." And Jesus says to them, go and learn the meaning of this. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Right? These are the people that Jesus came for. Jesus took risks for his people, for those who run to him. Think about the man with the withered hand in the Gospels. Think about the man who suffered for 38 years seeking healing. Think about the woman with hemorrhages for 12 years. This woman, when he came to Jesus, the Bible said, when she came to Jesus, the Bible said she was trembling. Mark Gospel chapter 5. Go home today, read the scriptures. Read the scriptures. What we preach is what Jesus does in the scripture. This woman came trembling because the crowd was so much. She didn't have any place within that particular space. And she came and said, "If only I could touch the fringes of his clothes, I would be well." And the time she touched Jesus, the crowd, amidst that crowd, surging, Jesus looked and said, "Someone touched me. Someone touched me. Who touched me?" And the disciples are like, "What? Sometimes, Master, you behave a little like you get drunk, right? Why are you asking this kind of question with this crowd?" But Jesus said, "Someone touched me," because power has gone off from him to heal that woman. And eventually the woman came in fear, recognizing what she had done and recognizing what is going to happen to her. And Jesus said, "Woman, do not be afraid. Your faith has healed you." Jesus went after that woman. Zacchaeus, the case of Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Zacchaeus realized that Jesus was passing and he went up the sycamore tree. And Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, come down," right? "Today, salvation has come to your house." So Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor. That's the context today that I'm trying to explore, right? Come to me, all you who labor. Come to me, all you who are burdened, and I will give you rest. The revelation is, first of all, that we be simple, that we be humble, that we be lowly of heart, in order to realize that Jesus is searching after us. The second is to realize that when you run away from Jesus, when you run to yourself, your burden is heavy, your load is tough, your worry expands, your anxiety increases, your tension, your fears grow because you run to yourself. How many times do you realize that you need to run to Jesus? How many times? Think about it. St. Paul talks about this distinction today between the flesh and the spirit. Says the flesh kills. The things of the flesh kill. The things of the flesh estrange you from Jesus. The flesh is part of our human nature, right? We're all made of the flesh, we're all made of body and soul. So in itself, the flesh is not bad. But relying on the flesh becomes the trouble. And how can you rely on the flesh? The struggles you go through. Drinking is not bad, you can drink, right? But when you drink and drink and drink and drink, drink gets you into trouble, right? Food is not bad in itself, but when you begin to eat and eat and eat and rely on food, food gets you into trouble, right? The cell phone is not bad in itself, but when you cell phone and cell phone and cell phone and cell phone, you cell phone into trouble, right? Technology is not bad, but when you technology and technology and technology and technology, you technology into trouble. But how many times you run to Jesus? Most times, where do we find solution to our problem? Where do we find the solution? Where do we seek this solution? So when you run to yourself, that is when anxiety increases in you, because you think that your solution comes from the fleshy things. Think about someone who is struggling with pornography as an example, right? When you struggle with pornography, the tendency is that you begin to isolate yourself from your loved ones, because the attraction and the compulsivity of that desire, to satisfy that desire, is from the source, most times from your technology. So what happens is, you go there where your brain thinks that you find rest. But as you do that, your fear increases. And what happens? If care is not taken, you begin to fight with those around you, because your relationship has changed. And your relationship is no longer driven by those around you, but is now driven by something else that gives you that mental, psychological satisfaction. And you become even afraid. You begin to feel like, oh, he or she is judging me. He or she is assessing me. So you fight with those around you. And most times what it does is that it makes you begin to feel less loved even by God, because you begin to look on yourself like, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, so I'm not even qualified to speak to God, to talk to Him. And when you go to confession, for example, or when you remember, not going, when you remember to go to confession, you begin to think, if I tell the priest this, how is he going to look at me? How will he think of me? And what is he gonna say? What happens? You run to yourself. You keep running to that source of your fear, which eventually, in your mind, is the source of your satisfaction and gratification. So all these things, we can expand them in several ways by thinking about today. What do we consider to be the source of our satisfaction and the source of our rest? What gives you rest of mind? The difference is that Jesus gives you not just rest, He gives you tranquility. He gives you peace. He gives you kind calmness. Jesus gives you hope of overcoming that which you struggle with. And He's saying this to you today. See this as a personal invitation. Come to me, I'm looking for you. Come to me, I desire you. Come to me, I love you. Come to me, I am here for you. Come to me, it doesn't matter your struggle. It doesn't matter the level of your struggle. It doesn't matter how you think you have wandered away. Think about those children, these little kids who run and run, yet their mom does not give up on them. Jesus does not give up on you. He's inviting you today to find rest. Rest that will give you that satisfaction, not just here, but for the rest of your life. So Jesus is asking you, why run away from me? Why run away? Why hide? Why try to disappear? You cannot run enough. You cannot run faster. You cannot run fast enough. So come back to Jesus, and He's here to walk with you. Like the mom to those children, when Jesus gets a hold of you, He grabs you by the hand, and He's happy. And He's smiling, He's laughing, He's joyful, and He covers you like that mom covers the children as the mother hen. Jesus wants to shield you from that which is dangerous for you. So come to Him and find that rest. Sacrament is here for you. Jesus loves you. Amen.
Amen.